All you migrators in the back. That means come in and take seats, please. We need a bell like they used to have at school, right? Ring! Well, good morning. Isn't it nice to have a place to come inside where it's warm? Usually you want to go in San Antonio on a place that's cool, not something warm, but this morning you want to be where it's warm. Well, we're so thankful this morning and privileged to have with us the Jollies, not the older Jollies, but the medium and younger Jollies. And we have every level here this morning, and we're very thankful for that. And they're a long way from home, because home is now Romania, and we're so grateful for your work over there and how privileged and blessed we are to be a small part of that. So, I don't know who is presenting this morning. Both of you? Okay, wonderful. So, Beth and David are going to give us an update and let me pray, and I'm going to turn it over to them and try not to mess up anything they would say, right? So, let me pray as we begin, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the Great Commission that you have used the likes of us to spread your precious and holy word. Thank you that we can be a part of that. And Father, we pray that you'd bless all of our missionaries. Have mercy on them. Help them, Father, in those difficult times and places. Thank you for their willingness to go and represent you. We pray for the meeting of their needs, for strength and encouragement, Father, in everything that is done. This morning we beseech you for Dave and Beth as they come and present something of what they're doing there, that we might be equipped and help to pray for them. Father, we pray you'd make this time a blessing to us. Help us, Father, to think about the preciousness of being your children and being involved in the ministry and doing your will. So we praise you this morning and desire to please the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Okay, please come.
Good morning. First of all, I would like to say thank you to all of you for your prayer support, mm-hmm. Your financial support for our family and for the ministry that God has called us to in Romania. It is a privilege to know that you all are partnering with us, and that's how we view it. We could not be there if it weren't for people like you who are supporting those missionaries who are on the front lines. So first of all, let me start with that. And I hope you have a pen and paper with you this morning, because we're going to give you a quiz in just a few moments. You ever heard of a pop quiz? Remember those? We're going to give you a pop quiz this morning. But we want to start out by first letting you see a little bit about what's taken place over the last 2 years of our ministry here in Romania. So Daryl is the expert. We'll see how well this works. Okay.
Are having a fuzzy attitude towards God, trying to get Him only when they're in trouble. But at the same time, at the individual level, they have a heart that's sensitive to God, especially when they go through trials. You can definitely talk about God and having a personal relationship with Him. That's probably the biggest problem, is religion versus religion. By your testimony, by engaging them in relational evangelism, making Christ be real in someone's life.
Seeing them united by a very honest desire to reach their friends, to reach people around them, not just the church. It's been actually brought them together.
It's about touching lives, you know, touching hearts of people.
The mission is so clear and so godly, it just made me wanna join.
Straight ahead of us is the area where our studios are being built.
Now we're getting on the elevator that's taking us up to Joy FM.
We came to Romania in 2012 to empower the local church to reach their community through relational radio.
We were connected with resources and built a team passionate for their community.
Joy FM is now live, and we know that God is going to use this ministry to reach those far from Him by being culturally relevant and sharing God's love through our partnerships here on the ground. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of what the last 2 years have been involved with. Establishing Joy FM as a radio station, and its focus has not been on those already in the church. It's a radio station run by Christians, but geared toward those who are outside the church. Basically, it's pre-church planting is what we like to call it. It's an opportunity for us to bring people into a relationship with Jesus Christ and then get them plugged into churches and maybe even establishing churches as a result of that ministry. So if you have your pen and paper with you, we are ready for the quiz. All right. Oh, and there is a prize. My wife reminds me
now.
So
my in-laws and my daughter, Kara, who's back there, and they're ineligible.
True. They cannot answer these things. Okay. No. Name a country that borders Romania.
Write it down.
Just write it down. Name a country that borders Romania. We'll see if you know your geography. All right?
Number two. Let's see. I have to read
you
it
can
from
read
here.
It back there.
Okay. Oh, okay. I don't know if I can read that small anywhere. What iconic legend, comes from the Transylvanian region of Romania?
No smartphones.
No.
All right, number three. What is the name of the mission that the Jollies are with? The name of the mission that the Jollies are with. All right.
Number four. What famous river flows along the southern border of Romania?
Okay. Again, a geography quiz. Who knew? What school do two of Dave and Beth's daughters attend? What school do two of Dave and Beth's daughters attend? Not did they attend. Do they attend?
They're there right now. Mm-hmm. Number six, what language do Romanians speak?
Number seven, you should get this one. Everyone should get this one if you watch the video. In what type of ministry are the Jollies involved? Okay.
All right. Number eight, what is the name of the dictator of Romania who was killed in 1989? The dictator.
He was a very bad man. Number nine, what is the primary religion of Romania? The primary religion of Romania. Okay.
And number 10, how many years have Dave and Beth been married this May? You would have to know as I go.
That's a tough one. Okay, so you will grade your own papers. You don't have to exchange or anything.
We trust you.
So here we go. Name a country that borders Romania. Anyone?
Germany.
No, not quite. Bulgaria is one.
Yugoslavia.
Former Yugoslavia. Mm-hmm. Now Serbia. Anyone else? No.
Hungary.
Yes.
Hungry.
So here you go. As you see, starting from the southern edge and going, working our way around clockwise, you have Bulgaria, Serbia, Hungary. Ukraine kind of goes over the top, and then down on the eastern side, and Moldova is right there in the middle. So if you got any of those countries, then you got that question correct. All right?
Okay, number two, what is the name of the iconic legend that comes from the Transylvanian region? Dracula, that is correct. Yes, and of course that's Bram Stoker's Dracula, which this is more of an accurate depiction of, I think there's one more, of him. Vlad the Impaler is what he was known as. That is Dracula's castle, which of course Romania has really capitalized, you know, on that whole tourist thing. And we've been there before. But Vlad the Impaler was really obviously not Dracula. He was just a lord who actually kept that region safe from the invading...
The Ottoman Empire.
The Ottoman Empire, right. So.
Yeah. All right, number three. What is the name of the mission that the Jollies are with? Anyone know? If you said HCJB Global, you are incorrect. No, HCJB Global became Reach Beyond. That is the name of the mission that we are now affiliated with. Mm-hmm. HCJB had, of course, started back in 1931, so it's been around for a long time. For many years, was primarily based out of Quito, Ecuador, but now has regions around the world, and we are in the Europe-Eurasia region.
What famous river flows along the southern border of Romania? Danube.
The Danube.
That's correct. Just think of the Danube Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
It's very beautiful.
It is very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What school do two of Dave and Beth's daughters attend? Homeschool.
Used to be.
Hard Knocks. Mm-hmm.
No. It is in Germany.
It is in Germany. Black Forest Academy. A school established in 1956 primarily for the purpose of missionaries able to send their children there. Now, when we first went to the field, that was not our intention. That was not our plan. But that's where we have ended up.
That's one of those things that I had to learn the hard way, to not say never or no to God. Never did I dream that I would be sending my children to a boarding school. I wanted them with me. But as we tried many different ways of education there, which I'm a teacher, so homeschooling obviously was what I did. Although homeschooling is not allowed in Romania, I am able to do that. I was able to do that as an American citizen, but the problem is that there are absolutely no resources whatsoever. And as they got into high school, it just became much more difficult. They were very, very isolated, and it just became a real problem. So that's when we began to investigate other opportunities, and I kind of went in dragging and kicking. But it has been such an answer to prayer. Mm-hmm. It has been a wonderful, wonderful thing. They've done really well there.
The picture there on your right, as you look at the screen, is the picture of the dorm where they are. There's 11 other girls in there, and they have two dorm parents along with two resident assistants, and they've become a very close family in that dorm. This is a picture of the school itself. Those three buildings make up Black Forest Academy. And there they are at dinner time. Actually, was that their birthday picture?
I don't remember.
So they're doing well. Kristen and Kendra are twin 16-year-olds. That's their home right now.
The high school is about 350. Mm-hmm. It's primarily junior high and high school, because as Dave mentioned, it is for parents of missionaries. They're in many ways really we would be included in this camp. People with in different countries that have children of school age would not be able to be on the mission field if it wasn't for Black Forest Academy, because there just aren't the schooling resources that they need. So this Black Forest enables people with, you know, older children to be able to be on the mission field. And what's so great about it is that they're not just with other kids their age, because I'm not so much into the whole socialization thing. It's more about that they're with other like-minded children who have missionary parents who are away from them. And so the bond there is just really incredible for them to be able to, bond with other people who have, or other students who have the same types of issues, needs, things that they have. And so that's what makes it incredible. And we Skype with them
every day,
sometimes more than once, so we're still very connected with them. So thank goodness for technology as well.
This is yours.
Oh,
it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's their dorm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their dorm is, of course, just all girls. So, and we're very thankful for their dorm parents. Dave and Barb are their names, and they're just precious people. And Black Forest is very much about you are the parents. Mm-hmm. We are just the surrogates, but you are the parents. We've never felt like that our children were taken away and that our authority was usurped in any way. So it's just been a really, really positive experience for them. So we're very thankful. But it is expensive. So that is the one drawback of it. And then being away, that's a drawback too. But anyway. Okay. What language do Romanians speak? Romanian, ding, 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 ding. That was kind of a trick question, sorry. Yes, they do speak Romanian, and we are learning. Mm-hmm. It is one of the five Romance languages, so it has a lot in common with Spanish and French, Italian, Portuguese. But you hear a lot of the same sounds, and so we've been off and on with tutoring for our language because there is no such thing as a Romanian language school that we could go to. And so we hit it really hard the first 6 months that we were there. And then we had to make some changes. And then we were off for a little while and then back on and off. And now we're back on again. So we need some prayer just that we can kind of get through that. So,
all right. This should be an easy one. What type of ministry are the Jollies involved in?
Radio.
Correct. And specifically Joy FM. And if you want to go online, you can actually listen to it. The website is joy-fm.ro. Joy-fm.ro. And I actually have a program in English 1 hour every night, which would be 12 o'clock noon here. So I'm on in English for an hour, which they asked me to do. They said, our target audience is 25 to 35. The second language most Romanians want to learn is English. So they said, why don't you do an English program? We'll help practice English, and they can hear from you, because obviously it was the vision that we had for this region. So I was excited to do that. Yes, sir.
What time is it over there when you do it?
It's 8 p.m. at night. Yeah, 8 p.m. in the evening in Romania.
8-hour time difference.
8-hour time difference.
Yeah, so you can tune in online at noon here and hear Dave.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What is the name of the dictator of Romania who was killed in 1989? Ceausescu. Yes, Nicolae Ceausescu. He was the dictator of Romania from just after communism, I guess, just after World War II, or a few years after that.
Right.
In the 60s. And basically just, this is part of his cult of personality, but he completely devastated the country. Just ravaged it, and much more so than any of the other communist countries like Germany or Russia. People stood in line, long bread lines, long fuel lines, very little heat, electricity, and also that he could build an empire to himself. This is the during the construction of what they call the People's Palace in Bucharest, and he wanted to build an army. This is what it looks like today. And it is actually the second largest building in the world, second only to, extra credit here,
Pentagon.
The Pentagon. Very good. You have to give yourself an extra credit point. So.
All right. Part of the legacy, unfortunately, of Romania is also the orphans. As Beth mentioned, he wanted to build a huge army. He wanted every family to have 5 children. But as you can see from the previous pictures, people were already standing in bread lines, sometimes not getting bread for the day. And so what would they do with their children? Well, they would abandon them. Mm-hmm. And so you basically had children warehoused in these orphanages. 2020 did a special just after the fall of communism. Some of you may have seen that or remember seeing that. Well, now those children who were orphans under communism are now young adults. The problem is that they don't know anything about raising children. They probably can't even get a job. So they have continued the problem. They cohabitate and have their own children, but what do they do with them? They abandon them as well. So the problem continues to perpetuate itself across the country.
And this is the primary audience, I guess, or part of the audience that we're trying to reach through Joy FM. This age group, because they are 25, you know, even up, you know, 25 to 35, these orphaned children, which make up a huge majority of the population of Romania today. And they have very little, if any, knowledge of God. And so that is our primary audience today as we think about our ministry.
Anyone know what the primary religion of Rome? Not quite. Orthodox. Eastern Orthodox. That's correct. Eastern Orthodox. You may recall from your church history that Catholicism and Orthodoxy split. The capital of the Eastern Orthodox Church was Constantinople, which today is, anyone? Istanbul, Turkey. So Eastern Orthodox is the primary religion of Romania. And it is very strong in tradition, but no relationship. They have no concept of what it is to have a relationship with a personal God. Most Romanians don't own a Bible. They just do what the priest tells them to do, and everything, they think they're fine in that respect. But Romanians, for the most part, are religious people, but they have no clue as to who Jesus Christ really is.
Mm-hmm. And the worship of icons is very, very strong.
Very strong.
Just as much as it would be the worship of Christ, you know, so we would consider that. So, okay, and lastly, number 10. This is a hard one, unless you really know us well. How many years have Dave and Beth been married this May? Now, I put that on there because it is kind of a big one, so 30 years.
30.
There we are.
We're old.
Yeah, see? Keep going. There we are, May 25th of 1985. We were married, and
we were both skinnier then.
Yeah, little difference there, but oh well.
Yeah.
You got one more. I think this one.
All right. So we have been blessed to be married 30 years. We have 5 beautiful, wonderful daughters, one of whom is with us today, who just left. If you have a chance, meet her. And she has our grandson with
first
her.
Jolly
first grandson.
Not really jolly, but still.
She has three. She has 3, 2 girls and a boy, and then she's pregnant with another. So that's very exciting. All right. Thank you, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. So you may recall, for those of you who've known me for a number of years, we were originally with HCJB back in the late 80s and early 90s, and we served on the Texas-Mexico border through radio. And that was one of our very first prayer cards with then WRN part of HCJB. And that was Kara at a very young age. So, Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Who won the quiz? Anyone get all 10 of them right? 9? 8. 8. Here we go. We have a winner. And it's on the table. When we leave, you can go pick up your prize. All right. Congratulations. Yes, sir. We might have something. We might have something for that. Yeah. That's right. That's right. So we've been in radio. It's hard for me to believe. I've been in radio now since 1981. That's a long time. But I firmly believe in what God can do through radio. Radio can penetrate walls, even into the Islamic world. Radio is a very strong tool for spreading the gospel today. And so we believe that using radio now to reach those far from God, to begin to encourage them to think for themselves, to ask questions. How many of you have seen the movie God's Not Dead? You've seen that? Okay. One of the things that the student did was he wanted to basically have the students think for themselves. He presented the evidence and let them decide on the basis of the evidence, not just on what the professor told them. Okay? So what we're trying to do is to encourage people to begin thinking for themselves. Under communism, the people were told what to think and what to do, and they couldn't step out of that box. This is the box you live in. You don't step out of it. You don't ask questions. So part of our job is basically to re-educate people to begin thinking for themselves. So if they hear something, I want them to ask the question, is that true? And what is truth? Interestingly enough, I was talking with what would be considered an evangelical believer. He's a pastor in Romania. And we were doing some training with this group of people who were going to be involved in radio. And I said, how many of you believe that all truth is God's truth? And they were like, I don't know how to answer that, you know. I said, okay, let me put it like this. 2 + 2 = 4 for a Christian. Does 2 + 2 = 4? Is that true for a non-Christian? And they said, well, yeah. But the pastor said, well, no, it's not God's truth. And so we have to start way back and try and help them understand that there is truth, but it's all God's truth if it's true. So how to interpret that and learn from that? So when someone says something to them, Romanians have never been taught about to question it. It's automatically true to them because that's what they were taught. So part of our job is to re-educate, to help them think for themselves, and to ask questions, and ask questions based upon what the Bible says. We left for the field of Romania September 11th, 2012. Probably not the best date to travel, but that's when we did. This is the picture of the outside of our studios. Now, you have to understand there's no zoning in Romania. So we are in a warehouse district. There's a prison next door to us and the former dump right there as well. So when you first are driving in, you're like, whoa, this is where we're going to be. But God has blessed us with some beautiful studios inside. And we have we moved into those new studios in June of last year. And we didn't go on the air until November 24th of last fall. It was a long process. Now, this is what we use. It's called the gray matrix. And this helps us determine who our audience is and how to program to reach those individuals. As you can see, you have two axes. The vertical axis measures someone's knowledge or a people group's knowledge of God. At the top, you'd have a lot of knowledge about God. At the bottom, you'd have very little knowledge about God. That's great. But you also need the horizontal axis. That measures their attitude towards God. Are they closed on the left side or are they open? Now, most Christians in America, if you listen to Christian radio, where do you think they would be on that scale? Top right corner. They have knowledge of who God is, at least some knowledge, and they're open to hearing more about it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be tuning in. Where do you think most Romanians would be? In the bottom left. So how you program to reach the people in the bottom left is going to be completely different from how you program to reach people in the top right. So you have to, what we use is called bridging strategies, programs that they would be interested in. Popular music, contemporary issues, family issues. But we utilize those, and then we have them ask, well, if this is true for my family, why is it true? And then we want to give them the reason as to why something is true. Like, is divorce wrong? Why is divorce? Who says divorce is wrong? And why is it wrong? So part of our process, again, is re-educating them to think for themselves. Not just because the priest says something, or not just because the government says something. What is your authority? Why do you believe that to be true? That's what we use. It's called the gray matrix. And we use it all around the world with Reach Beyond. It's proven very, very helpful. Uh-oh, we're not advancing. There we go. Helps people understand more. Both knowledge and attitude change are necessary. So part of the evangelism process is if people in the bottom left quadrant, we want to bring them to where they are a little more open to hearing about God. Then we begin feeding them more knowledge of who God is. But both knowledge and attitude change are necessary. Helping people become more open to the gospel. Many people, their attitude has to change first. So if we can exemplify to them that being a Christian doesn't have to be a drudgery, that you can live life and have joy, thus the name of our radio station is Joy FM, their attitude will change. But it all comes back to your inner heart, your inner soul. Do you have true joy? Do you know who the author of joy is? That's the key. As I mentioned, the first day on the air was November 24th, 2014. The morning team is on the left, Cosmin and Graziana. Neither of them had any radio background. We went through a training process with them. Andre is the afternoon host. He had done a little bit of online radio, but we still had to go through some training steps with him as well. There they are, Joy Start. Adina Martin does the news, and that's an amazing story. If we have time, I'll tell you that story of how she came to be part of our group. And then Andrada Popa has the program Din Colo de Apparense, which means beyond appearances. Again, talking about you may see this, but what is really behind that? What is the truth behind that? So that's her program. Our engineer manager is Paul Balta, great young Christian, dedicated to Christ. His young daughter is there with him. And then Andre again. There is the entire team doing a selfie. And our first promotion in the community was a Joy selfie. We had some banners around town. I don't know if you can see where the arrow is pointing there, promoting when we went on the air. And so we had people go out and take a selfie with the Joy FM banner. So there you can see some of the pictures that came in to help let people know that Joy FM was on the air. Whoever had the most likes on their Facebook page then was the winner. It was kind of cool. Had a lot of people. You know, this is the amazing thing. There's not an Arbitron type measuring organization in Romania, so you're never sure who's listening or how many are listening or anything. But we went from nothing in November on Facebook likes. By the 1st of January, we're at about 2,000. So we know that people are listening, and that's very encouraging to see the growth of what God has done. That was the winner of the Joy selfie promotion. She came in and got a picture with the entire staff. We're able now, because we've been established for a couple of months, and there are very few local stations in Romania, they're all national stations, we're now able to make some ties with the mayor and some other important people in the community. And we've asked them, how can we help you? How can we assist you? Instead of us, you know, asking for something from them. We want to invite them into our studios. Now, this was fun. We had someone donated to the station a Labrador puppy. And for Valentine's Day, we gave Joy, we named her Joy, of course, we gave Joy away to someone who would write in their love story to the radio station. And so we were able to share those stories about how, and many of the folks who did, were telling about how God had brought them together. So it was very exciting to use those testimonies on air about how God had brought families together. But that was Joy, and we were able to give her away on Valentine's Day. That is the city of Arad, and you see a McDonald's there? Yes, we have a McDonald's. And we have a KFC, too. It is better in Romania, I must say. KFC and McDonald's taste better in Romania than they do here. Don't know why, but they do. But Arad is a city of about 200,000, and please be in prayer for the city of Arad and the region of Romania. As you can see, it's very communist looking. People are living in those apartment blocks, some of which have been there since the early 1950s and 1960s. So the question we would like to ask you, that's right, will you be a part of what God is doing through Joy FM? And these are some of the prayer concerns that we ask you to remember for us. first of all, new partners who will share the passion and joy in reaching Romania for Christ through radio. The more people we have praying, the more partners we have, we believe that God will do even more and more. And I want to share something exciting with you in just a few minutes before we close, that God is already answering some prayers in that respect. Also, continue to pray for God's provision for the girls to continue schooling at Black Forest Academy. As you can imagine, boarding school is not cheap. And that was not something that we envisioned when we first went to the field, so that wasn't part of our support budget. So we've had to raise those funds outside of our normal support budget. The increase of antenna power so that Joy FM can reach further. Arad is about 50 kilometers from Timișoara. Timișoara is the larger city of the region. It's 400,000 people. We want to increase our power so that we can reach into Timișoara. Also, language. Yeah, that continues to be a problem. There's no language school for Romanian, as Beth mentioned, so we hire tutors to come in. Beth is more advanced in Romanian than I am. What a shock that is. I know a teacher would pick it up faster than her husband does.
It's a new problem.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's not a problem. It's just more difficult.
It's more difficult. Yes. Also, wisdom and direction that possible expansion of this radio to other areas. And that is already coming to pass. We've only been on the air since November, and the Lord has opened up the door for us to take over another station in Lugoj, which is about 60 kilometers from Arad. And Lord willing, by the 1st of April, we'll be able to take that station over and retrain their staff, use our existing programming in Lugoj. So we'll have now two communities that we'll be reaching for Christ. So we're very, very excited about that. Obviously, we will be doing a complete home ministry assignment in the fall. This is a mini trip. It was geared around a convention that I needed to go to, so we've had the privilege of being in Kansas City, where Beth's family is, and then for a short visit in New York with Kara and her family, and then here, as well as the conference. But in September through December, or early part of January of this fall, we will be back in the States doing home ministry assignment, speaking to more people, telling them about what God is doing in Romania. So please pray with us as we plan that for the fall. Right before we left, we didn't include this because we built this earlier, but right before we left, we found out that our house that we're living in had been sold. We get back to Romania March 20th. We need to be out of the house we are living in right now by April 1st. So we have a lot of work to do when we get back. So please pray with us about that as well. We do think that God has provided. We had one day before we left. We went to look at a house then that we'll be renting. And as far as we know, everything is going there, but it's just, to be honest, we're not looking forward to that. But, you know, but that's, as soon as we get back, we get to start that process. Now, we do need, obviously, with the girls' schooling and other situations, we would love to have more partners. And if you feel God tugging on your heart to be part of what he's doing there in Romania, we would count that a privilege. But each of the puzzle pieces represents about $10 in monthly partnership. So if someone were to take $40 a month, and that would be four pieces, or five would be 50. But we need all those covered, hopefully, while we're here in the United States. I'll be back. What this is a collage of pictures that was set to a song called Reach Beyond. Reach Beyond was a song written by one of the members. There you go. I'll let you listen to it. as I was mentioning, that song was written by a missionary with Reach Beyond. When we changed the name, he felt the passion to write a song that tells the story of what God did for us. He reached beyond all the walls that we put up. He reached beyond the walls of sin and death. He reached beyond to pluck us from eternal damnation to make us his own. And so that is our vision, to reach beyond the walls that separate us from other people and telling them about Christ. That is who we are. That's what we believe that God wants us to do and to be involved in. Thus, reach beyond. I don't know. We have a couple minutes, I think, left for some questions. So if anyone has any questions. Yes, sir. Unfortunately, Romanian is not one of the Rosetta Stone languages. We've checked that out. We've asked them, would you consider Romanian? But they haven't added it yet. No. Any other questions? Yes. They have a Bible. They don't have as many, obviously, in translations. They basically have, is it just one or two? But they do. But very few people have them. It's available, but they don't believe they need them because the priest or whoever tells them what they should believe.
How are y'all generally received by the Orthodox culture?
That's an interesting question. By the Orthodox culture itself, they don't seem to have a problem with Joy FM. And I think what we've heard from most people that are more of that belief system is that they would feel that we are moral and the same as them. What's when we get down to when we start telling the truth of why this is, and they have no clue as to why that's true. That's where the re-education process comes in. And what we've heard from most of them is that they are excited to have something like that in town. But again, we realize that most likely the priests will not be too happy about it. That we haven't had to face that yet. But I'm sure if more and more people are not, or telling the priests, you know, I'm going to go over here, have you listened to Joy FM or something, I'm sure we'll hear from them soon. Yeah. Any other questions? Yes. There are some. In fact, the next phase that our desire is to develop the follow-up ministry. So when people do have questions and they contact us, what do we do with them? Well, part of the process is developing the volunteer group that we will be able to direct social media through, email comments or phone calls. And our plan is to then hand them off for discipleship and mentoring to local churches. Unfortunately, there are very few that we can find or that would have the same belief system that we would. But we do know of a couple in town that we'll be working with. Yeah.
How do the rest of the staff at Joy FM, how are they paid?
I don't know if you remember the story. Originally, we were going there to work with a church and establish an online radio ministry. Just after we got there in November of 2012, the church split. And, of course, we were like, that's not cool, you know. What are we going to do now? Well, God raised up an individual from the church, and he believed in the ministry that we were there to do. And at the same time, a frequency in a rod became available, and that's not very likely. But he stepped forward. He was a businessman in the area, and he said, you know, I believe in what God wants you to do. He didn't bring you here for no reason. Let's just figure out a way to get this frequency. So he put his mind to doing that. The frequency was purchased. He owns the frequency. And for almost a year and a half, he was paying salaries of the staff while we trained them, prepared them to do this ministry, even though there was no promise of when that day would come. So he believes that strongly in what we're trying to do. And so we've been blessed to have him as the funder of Joy FM. Yeah. And yes, and Reach Beyond has assisted as well. That's true. Very true. Yes. Very definitely. It's huge. Unfortunately, Romania is like the gateway from east to west into Europe and to America. So many of them are trafficked out of Romania. They may even come through Romania on their way to points further west, which is a very scary thing. I don't know if you saw one of that last video. There's a picture that looked like a hole with children in it. That actually is children living in the sewer system, living underground. Now, those are some of the orphans that we talked about earlier who live on the street. And obviously they're trafficked because if they're looking for something, you know. And there's a girl that we knew, one of the partner missionaries in Arad. They have established a home for girls who were coming out of the orphanage at somewhere between 18 and 20. They have no job skills, or they probably turn to trafficking or prostitution on the street. So they've established this home to try and help meet the needs of those girls. The challenging thing is, it would be much like the battered wife syndrome. You know, okay, you're used to being battered, and you kind of get, you're just there. The same thing is true for people who've been trafficked and have been in prostitution. Unfortunately, they become so used to that, they don't think they're worth anything or can't do anything else. So trying to retrain them and teach them, love them to a degree where they can understand that they don't have to keep doing that. That's the challenge. Yeah. Huge problem. Officially or unofficially? They are supposed to go to school, but they figure out ways not to. I mean, if you're a young person and you have been able to live on the street, do you really need school? No, most of them don't.
In fact, as Dave was mentioning, our friend who has these young girls, they've all been through the orphanage system. Several of them were rescued out of prostitution and that kind of thing. Very little education. One of the girls is nearing 30. You wouldn't know it by looking at her or seeing her, and you know, she's much, much younger looking and acting emotionally and everything. And she's getting tutoring just in your like basic grammar and things like that so that she can continue her education. And she's almost 30.
And when they come out of the orphanage system, they have two strikes against them. One, most of them would be considered Roma or Gypsy, most of the orphans. And two, because they're orphans, no one will hire them. And they have no education. So what are their choices? What are their options? For boys, it's usually you go to theft. Girls, you go to prostitution. Those are their two choices, basically. Yeah. Anything else? Not so much in Romania. However, the rest of Europe, yes. And Romania is part of the EU. Interestingly, you know, you go back to history. We mentioned Vlad Tepes. He was the one who kept the Turks out of that region back in the Middle Ages. So Islamicists, they're right there on the border. There's Turkey, and they've moved into Bulgaria. But they haven't come into Romania or Ukraine yet. They've gone now from Africa, they've gone into Western Europe, but that little pocket of Eastern Europe, they haven't really done anything with yet.
Well, actually, I have a little story. They are there because they come over as selling, you know, as merchants and things.
True.
Like that. My daughter Kelsey and her husband Chris and Kelsey are also in Romania. We have a little story. We went to the piazza or the market together one day. They were looking for a rug, and a lot of the rug merchants are. You know, I mean, they look, you know, they look very similar to Romaine. They're dark, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so we were just conversing with them, and they were very interested in us, et cetera, et cetera. And he asked some questions, and we had already purchased this little rug or whatever. And he was just asking us some questions and where we were from. And Chris said, we're from America. And all of a sudden, his countenance just completely changed. And he said, if you were in my country, I would kill you. And we were just like, because you are here, I have to serve you. And then, you know, we were just kind of like, okay, see you, bye. I mean, you know, so it was just very, yeah. So he's from, you know, we, you know. Anyway, so kind of some scary things like that. But generally, so we decided, okay, well, we're not buying any more rugs in the piazza. But other than that,
other than that, no, you don't see the presence of them as much, but they're definitely there.
They are. Any last question? They are sophomores, the twins. The boarding school cost for a year, it's pretty much like college. Total.
No. It's for the two of them. For the two of them, it's $35,000 a year.
Well, last year, when we, I know I'm going long, I apologize. We weren't planning on doing Black Forest Academy at all, but we went to Germany for a conference, and some friends said, well, you're this close, you might as well go visit it. So we went to visit, talked with them. The girls didn't think they would like it at all, but they ended up liking it. So we said, okay, then we're going to do an act of faith, and we'll plan on you going to Black Forest Academy and see what God does. So between the first of July until the first of August, we asked God to provide a certain amount of money, about half of what would be needed. Before the end of July, that money was in. We had made phone calls. We had written emails. We'd asked people to consider making special gifts. The girls had been involved in it as well. So they were able to see their faith grow tremendously in what God was doing. He was concerned enough about them to take those steps and to provide. So we've just continued to see God provide. Now this next year, we don't know how He'll do it, but we're just praying that He will. And even the end of this quarter, we're just praying that He will, and we are stepping out in faith, planning that He will, and seeing what He does. So thank you for that, and thank you for your sharing with us this morning. Thank you for your generosity of the goods out there. That is amazing, unbelievable.
My girls will be so excited.
They will. And most of all, thank you for your prayers. We appreciate them greatly. Beth reminds me that there's a sign-up sheet. If you do not get our prayer letter and would like to get it via email, you can sign up in the back room. Thank you, Pastor.